It doesn't have sharp teeth or claws, but the bite of a small mosquito kills more people than any other animal on Earth. And as the climate warms, mosquito season is lasting longer, giving them more time to spread dangerous diseases. Ben Tracy with Climate Central reports on the surprising way scientists are fighting back.
It's delivery day in the San Gabriel Valley.
Oh, good. Heck yeah.
Just east of Los Angeles.
This is completely bonkers.
And Tristan Hallam's latest shipment,
all 25 tubes are here,
is not something you normally find in a box.
What I'm listening for is the sound of 600 adults flying around.
All right, let's head on in.
Their blue vests are a pretty good clue as to what's inside.
So what's in the tube?
So inside this tube is actually 600 male Aedes aegypti mosquitoes that we just received overnight from Kentucky.
Hallam oversees scientific programs for the San Gabriel Valley Mosquito Control District.
Do you like mosquitoes?
I enjoy working with them, but I like to kill them.
He's targeting invasive mosquitoes that can spread diseases, including Zika, West Nile virus, and dengue fever.
The San Gabriel Valley was one of the first agencies to see local dengue transmission just a few years back.
Oh, yikes. There they come.
They're releasing 30,000 mosquitoes every week, containing a bacteria that helps block disease transmission.
So in total, we're going to be releasing just under 500,000 mosquitoes.
And how effective is this?
That's one of the things that we're hoping to find out. In previous studies, they've seen upwards of 80 to 95% control reduction in the areas that they've been releasing.
As the climate warms, mosquito seasons are getting longer. Climate Central found nearly 95% of the cities it analyzed now have more days each year suitable for some of the most common species of mosquitoes to spread disease, 18 more days on average than in the early 1970s.
What we would used to refer to as the mosquito season would only be, say, May to September. But now we have individuals treating for mosquito control activity all season long.
For these releases, they don't need bug spray.
I don't see any bites on your arms.
Because they're all male mosquitoes, and males don't bite.
I tell people it's the opposite of the human species, that it's the females that cause trouble in the mosquito world.
Professor Stephen Dobson supplies those mosquitoes. He's president of Mosquito Mate in Lexington, Kentucky.
The common name for this mosquito is the yellow fever mosquito, and yellow fevers are really nasty.
His team breeds this specific species of mosquito in their lab and ships them to control districts across the country. These males carry a naturally occurring bacteria called Wolbachia, which makes them incompatible with females they try to mate with.
And when they do, those females are then sterile for the rest of their lives. They'll lay eggs, but those eggs don't hatch. If enough of the females are not producing any offspring, then the population goes down.
Are these things genetically modified in some way?
They are not. This is a naturally occurring bacterium. We're just moving the bacterium from one mosquito to another.
This EPA-approved approach can cut certain mosquito populations by 70 to 95%. The World Mosquito Program is using similar methods in 16 countries, including Brazil, where it produces 110 million Wolbachia mosquitoes each week. Some communities there have seen dengue cases fall by 89%.
These are the immature mosquitoes.
Dobson says new tools are needed because climate change isn't just making mosquito seasons longer, it's expanding their range.
The general trend is they're moving northward into places that historically have been too cold.
Overall, temperatures are going up and the atmosphere is becoming wetter. Is that a good thing for mosquitoes in terms of their ability to survive?
For these mosquitoes, unfortunately, yes. It's exactly what they like, a nice, warm, humid environment.
Let's see what's inside.
Tristan Hallam says if his traps catch fewer disease-carrying females this summer, he'll know the boy bugs are doing their job.
As long as we're not seeing females recollected in this trap, we know that we're seeing a reduction in the population in this area.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Ben Tracy with Climate Central.